This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening, Frank Holmes.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you today?
Oh, I am quite well here this morning, Brad. Glad to hear you in this morning. In here this morning. I tried giving a shout out first on RF directly, but for some reason, your radio and my radio don't play well together. When in PCS mode, it seems like it only works well in PL or CTCSS mode. But, so I switched over to DB switch through the All-Star connection. But all in all, pretty good. Have you been since I talked to you last? Sometime last week?
Yeah, I've been pretty busy. Had the grandkids Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and Sunday night, and then took them home on Monday morning as their my daughter and son-in-law were had traveled to Florida for the weekend. So it was busy. after we dropped the kids off and got back home, I laid down and I was out for an hour and a half.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I can definitely see that just wearing you right down. I don't even have the pleasure of we babysit once in a while, but I don't even need that extra energy, consumption, and I'm burned out by the end of some of my days. Can't even imagine having to chase some kids around. I know when we take Lynn's great niece out. She's a handful. But she's like five now. And she's wound up. At least she's very self-sufficient, which is good. Yeah. So were you listening along in here yesterday?
I did not listen. I was not able to listen yesterday morning. We got the kids up right around 6 o'clock. The morning routine, get them some breakfast. We probably could have woken them up a little bit later, but I wouldn't have been able to get on.
Oh, then let me share with you my story from yesterday, or from Sunday, actually, now. We were heading out north to Middle Fork. We were going to have lunch out there. And to make a real long story short, we ended up at Golden Hill State Park. We walked around the park a little bit by the lighthouse, and then we went to the other end of the park where the boat launch was, and I had Toronto frequencies programmed in my radio, so we were sitting there listening to the Trans-Canada net directly from Toronto over the lake, and it was coming in really good. So they had the net going on, so I checked in and got a nice exchange there. He said my signal was sounding good, and it's only 52 miles, and being across the lake, there's really no obstructions. So it was pretty cool, and I was excited about that. Kind of made my day. And then we turn around, we go to leave, and there's this girl sitting there on a picnic bench. She's got an antenna clamped on. And sitting there with what looks like a QRP radio. So I said to Lynn, hey, you want to stop over and see what's happening there? I'll drop it a second. And then I could see as I was pulling over there that they had a call sign license plate. So I hop out, I introduce myself, and it's that husband and wife team that Jeff was telling about that do the POTA activations for parks on the air. And that was the second of their third park that they were doing today, for that day. She said her husband was off for a walk and hadn't come back yet. So I didn't get to meet him, but I met the wife in this team, and it was cool. I liked their antenna setup and their little QRP rig, just running off a small battery, and she's cranking away and making contacts. And it was pretty cool. So it was like a whole radio feed moment on our Sunday afternoon. And Lynn was even suggesting that I go out and buy that antenna, maybe even that radio, to make it easier for me to go do that stuff instead of dragging all my gear out. And then I started looking up prices, and ooh, okay, we're going to have to hold off on that one. I've got some pricey gear there, but yeah, that was really cool.
That is really cool. Yeah, especially making contact in Canada, being so close. You're right, 52 miles, but like you said, the lake is just no obstruction. And then to see someone else doing some parks on the air. That is basically a ham radio weekend.
Yeah, and I don't know if you remember me saying how we were down at the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention fundraiser walk, the Out of the Darkness walk a few weeks ago, and STARS, the Southtown Amateur Radio Society, was there, and I went over and I talked to those guys, and they were there next to where they were giving tours of that canal boat that was part of the whole Erie Canal Heritage event, and was supposed to be going from Buffalo to Albany on the canal. They were set up down there. Come to find out, this girl, and I think her husband as well, they did do this together, they were set up at Little Rock, and they were doing an event station down there at the Naval Park the same day. I just didn't know.
Yeah, wow. That is cool. I guess it's a smaller world in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it doesn't happen every day, but that was a good one. And even once in a while, you hear, not you hear, but you'll be in a parking lot or something, and someone will see your call sign on your license plate, and they'll come up to you and say hello and introduce themselves, and it's like an instant, obviously you're part of the club, and I feel just like I felt comfortable walking off. I think Lynn was a little weirded out to go off and talk to this girl at first, but it kind of like, yeah, it's like you have a membership card. You just got to, you flash your badge, and you're in, and you can start your conversation. It's kind of funny.
Sometimes the antenna just attracts the wrong kind of people. KC2NBM, good morning.
That could not have been more well-timed. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. But throwing up an antenna really does attract people. Whether you're in the parking lot, they see an antenna, and it's like an open invitation. Hi, I'm friendly. I have an antenna. Come talk.
And I guess that's really what it is. It's all about communicating. So, yeah, I'm okay with that. In fact, to add to it, and I don't want to keep taking up the airwaves this morning, but I finally made my first Wires X contact yesterday on my way home with this guy Perry in New Jersey. I used the W2SO system to connect into Wires X, and yeah, we had a chat on my way home yesterday, which was pretty cool. And I confirmed this morning that I could connect into the HubNet in the UK, so I might try some connections there, or get some contacts there on my way home later, if the system's not used. And I don't know how active it is, so we'll see. All right, so the only person I haven't heard yet this morning is Ross. You made it on the road yet this morning, Ross? This is KTPCB.
Yep, I just made it on the road. I'm running a little late this morning. I had to get my phase coverage today for me, so... Yep, and I actually slept at, I is 13 after 6, I'm like, oh crap, I better get going and get on the road and get to work. But good morning, everybody.
Oh yeah, I can't hear you.
Good morning. Today's a half day for me. I got to leave at 11. I got to take Zoe into the dentist. Her face is all swollen up. She's like, I'm not going to school. They'll make fun of me. So she's got to go back to the dentist.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you directly on the RF side there this morning, Russ. You're still a little bit back a ways.
Yeah, I'm kind of bouncing back and forth listening between TV switch and RF. It'd be nice if we could resolve the DCS issue between this radio and Brad's radio. Yeah, this is probably something that Brad's not hearing well right now.
Actually, Travis, I heard you very clear, very strong on that last transmission.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. I don't understand why we had trouble the other day. Doing some research and talking to Ross, it did seem like it made sense where the signal needs to be really strong, the DCS signal needs to be strong, but Jeff was also commenting that he could hear the subaudible signals in there, making like a warbling sound. So maybe it's not the best either way.
Now that's ironic because I saw the signal, but I did not hear any audio on that particular transmission, and I'm assuming that was you, Travis.
Yeah, that was. I don't know. I don't know of anything I can do to mitigate that from my end. Yeah, we'll have to think about that. Either go back to PL or we need to exchange radios.
Yeah, I should probably decide on what kind of radio I want to get and just go ahead and get it.
Yeah, I think that would be, you know, a nice step in your progression. I don't know if that will definitively solve this problem, though. Yeah, it won't affect the warble sound. It would only help with the potentially help with the DCS, because if it's all on my end, well, then it's not going to help you at all. But it would give you access to the UHF bands.
Yes, it would. And then I'd have to buy myself a radio or upgrading in order to get on the HF bands, too.
Yeah, news always nice, but like Jeff and I were talking about yesterday, keep watching the used markets. Facebook Marketplace and those kind of things. That's probably the best one these days. Obviously eBay. Yeah, things do pop up that are quite attractive. If I see anything, I can let you know. All right, let's see. Back to you, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm still stuck out on Broadway. I had to turn back and pick up my headphones for work. But traffic kicked up, and I haven't even made the turn on the Central yet. But other than that, it's a half day for me. Zoe took a shot in the mouth Friday at wrestling, and it didn't chip a tooth, but her baby teeth haven't popped out yet, and the adult teeth are fighting. And getting knocked in the mouth kind of jostled things around, and spiked her pain receptors, and now her face is all swollen up, and she's embarrassed to go to school, so I let her stay home, but I got to take her back to the dentist to maybe get some, she might have an infection or something going on.
Oh, when you were talking about the yesterday, I didn't make the connection that she still had some of her baby teeth, I guess that's good. She's one of those that's not as big of a deal. When we were talking about that, I wasn't thinking that. All right, I will make this my final as it's 6:44, but I'll let you guys continue. This is K2PCB. Good to hear you in there, Brad. And I was just real quick before I step out, I was talking to Larry McGuire briefly on Sunday, and he bought all three books, Technician, General, and Amateur Extra, and has begun his bookwork studying. That's the approach that he's going to take. And, yeah, so we'll have another one joining us, hopefully, and we'll have to figure out how to get him connected in. All right, this is K2PCB. Moving on.
An email went around on the KC or W2SO Reflector. They will be offering general classes. I would sign up, but I'm already in school, so I don't want to take up a spot for somebody that would be able to make it, because I certainly won't. I'm a little too busy right now. But just so everyone knows, WQSO is hosting general classes. If you need more information, let me know. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, I saw that email too, Jeff. I'm tossing that around in my head right now.
But Brad, if you want to pick up a radio, just go to a garage sale and you can pay $5 like Travis did for one.
Well, he's looking for an HF rig. You might have to pay 10.
Yeah, but Travis got ripped off for $5.
Garage sales after that.
Yeah, I should start going to garage sales, and that would be one of those things that I'd look for, and I'd have to be very diligent to say, and not say, wow, look at this shiny object, and end up buying something I really don't need or want just because it happened to be cool at that particular moment in time.
That's my entire existence.
Yeah, Jeff, you seem to get most of your stuff off of Facebook Marketplace.
I've had wonderful luck with Facebook Marketplace. Between that Zigu 6100, and then I got a secret keyboard for the computator. I was looking at maybe getting some switches, but I decided to back off on the home thing until after class.
Yeah, I have to. We're finally starting to slow down a few things, at least for my daughter. Soccer has ended, so for a moment there, I had stuff going on every night. It was just nonstop. I'm like, I need a break from something, and finally soccer ended. So that's a little bit of a relief, at least for 2 days.
Big thing for me was actually able to finish my deck. So that's done, and then I ended up building a pantry for the kitchen, and so now wife is like double super happy, which is fantastic. So I got a little credit built up.
Yeah, I got to clean out my garage, make some space. Probably should do it for pulling the cars in for wintertime, but I got to re-drywall my living room. I'm going to take all the wood out, put the drywall up. I got to get that going. That's going to be a big project for me. I got to make some space in the garage to put all the drywall. Probably going to need like at least 15 sheets of drywall.
That sounds like a good time had by all. But it is that time, and I got to get going. I got to go in and get my coffee going. So KC2NVM, 73s, everyone. Talk to you tomorrow, if not inside.
Yep, see you in there, Jeff. Tonight's shoot night, huh, Jeff? Brad?
Yep, tonight is pistol night. Looking forward to it. I did not shoot last Tuesday night. My daughter and grandkids came over after their dentist appointment, and so they had dinner with us, so it was good.
So do you do that in the winter time too, or is it, obviously it's a fall, more of a fall sport, but, so you probably, so you guys can withstand the cold, right, pretty much, and you pretty much are done shooting for the winter?
No, we will shoot all winter long.
Well, that's definitely something I won't be doing. You know me and the cold, they don't get along very well. But, yeah, that's why I think I have obviously you heard me about doing my drywall project. That's going to be my, I'll hopefully make the winter time go by much faster. By the time I, between work and doing that over the weekend, I should, hopefully be able to pound that out just, hopefully before Christmas, but we'll have to see how fast everything goes. And usually I run into something I have to fix on the way to getting drywall on.
Yeah, that's what it seems like all the time. Whenever you get into those home improvement projects, you're going along and you find something. And you're like, what were they thinking when they did this? And then you have to fix it. Yep, I agree.
Well, hopefully everything's straightforward. I'm gonna wire in home theater stuff too as I'm going on. I got my main speaker stuff for my home theater. Luckily it's where the attic space ties into the living room. that was easy to do. These are going to be a little bit tougher, but yeah, I'm going to make little cabinets in the wall, and then set the speaker. I got in-wall speakers I'm going to put in for that. I'm going to put some can lights up in the ceiling. I'll put those nice recessed lights in, so that'll give us a nice light in there. It should turn out good once I'm done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely the recessed lighting. We had that done in the kitchen, and we also had a light installed in near the family room area, which really made it nice to brighten up that area.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I got two ceiling fans, and we got obviously those LED bulbs in there, but it's not enough light. And there's three bulbs per fan, so it's bright when you're underneath them, and then you get it to the corners, it's like a dead spot. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to put more recessed lighting and take the fans out, but my wife really likes those fans for cooling her off. So I don't know. Maybe I'll just add some more additional lights in. And add a switch to the switch box. Right now it's got a dimmer in it. I'm going to probably put a second dimmer or just add another switch to it. I have to talk over with her before I go shopping.
Yeah, absolutely. Karen and I have talked about those sorts of things before. And just before I make, the decision on what to get. I'm sure it'll turn out good. It sounds like you've done enough drywall that you're good at it.
I should have took an occupational for it. I've done so much drywall. I've done my parents' house. Mom and dad was doing it. And I did my sister's, and then obviously my aunt's when we redid her kitchen. I needed drywall. So, yeah, I've done quite a bit of drywall. So it's not a foreign thing to me.
Yeah, just even doing small repairs, with the mud, I'm not very good at it. I just haven't done enough of it. It's one of those things. You just got to practice it, right?
Yeah, just like soldering. I got to get good at it. Speaking of the soldering, I got to get going, I guess. Like 55. Looking my way in. Well, Brad, you have a good day. And I will talk to you tomorrow. KT2GDQ, this is KT2PET. 73's Brad, have a good day.
73's Ross, this is KT2GDQ. To KC2PET. Have a great day.